I'm Julia Paskin. Join me as I talk with NPR's Sarah McCammon about her new book, The Ex-Evangelicals, Loving, Living, and Leaving the White Evangelical Church. That's April 25th at the Crawford. Tickets at las.com/events.
It's a bird, it's a plane, it's a scientist in a helicopter. This is Sandra Tsinglo with The Lowdown on Science. Living beings, like plants, reflect light in unique spiral patterns into the environment. Non-living things, like buildings and bridges, not so much. Technology exists that can detect this reflected light, but it's only been used at static and very close quarters. Can we take this technique to a higher level? Enter Lucas Patty from the University of Bern and colleagues. They strapped a device that detects reflected light from living things to a helicopter, and off they flew. Light measurements were taken over the alpine forests of Switzerland, sometimes from over 5,000 feet in the air. Could they tell pavement from bushes? Yes, they could pick out forests and grasses from urban areas and roads, and even detect algae in lakes. These new advances could help us monitor deforestation quickly and on the fly from above, or help spot plant disease in the forest and the trees. Keen eyes for the green aisles. Sign me up.
The Lowdown on Science is produced by LDOS Media Lab in partnership with the University of California, Irvine Science Communication and 89.3 KPCC, and made possible with the generous support of the Fuse Family Foundation. Support comes from Ciclovia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclovia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclovia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.